New online casino legalization effort in Ohio could appear soon. A possible legislative effort is underway in Ohio to allow online gambling. Representative Brian Stewart, the current chair of the House Finance Committee, has confirmed that he is developing a bill aimed at legalizing iGaming in the state. His objective is to create a new revenue stream for Ohio by permitting access to casino-style games on mobile devices and personal computers. Stewart is also the sponsor of a House bill related to the state budget, which has recently undergone substantial revisions. Republicans in the House made notable changes to Governor Mike DeWine's proposed budget, including the removal of a proposed increase in taxes on sports gambling operators. That increase was originally intended to support a new sports facilities fund. Stewart's proposed iGaming legislation aligns with broader fiscal priorities as lawmakers seek to manage state revenues without implementing new taxes in other areas. The concept of legalizing online gambling and lottery games is not new in Ohio's legislative landscape. A provision included in the current state budget 2 years ago authorized the creation of a commission to explore the feasibility of iGaming and iLottery. The commission completed its work and released findings in July of the previous year. The report concluded that other states that have already implemented online casino and lottery platforms have seen substantial increases in tax revenue. This revenue growth has been attributed to the higher levels of public engagement and participation in digital gambling options. Legislators Jeff Lehrer and Cindy Abrams and former Representative Jay Edwards contributed to the findings of the report. They emphasized that in states with legalized iGaming or iLottery, revenue increases were not limited to the digital sector. This trend suggests that the introduction of online gambling platforms may enhance overall market participation rather than detract from physical gambling venues. State gambling revenue to help fund education. The report further highlighted that potential tax revenue generated through iGaming could be directed toward important public services, such as funding for K-12 education. Lawmakers noted that these fiscal benefits should be taken into account when assessing the viability of legalizing online gambling in the state. Despite the projected financial advantages, legislators have also expressed caution. They emphasized that any implementation of iGaming or iLottery should not harm Ohio's existing gambling establishments, including its 4 casinos and 7 racinos. There are ongoing concerns from stakeholders within the traditional gambling industry about the possible impact that iGaming could have on foot traffic and revenue at brick-and-mortar locations. The timing of Stewart's proposal coincides with the Ohio Senate's current review of the state budget. The House previously removed proposed tax increases on sports gambling operators, marijuana, and cigarettes, citing a lack of interest in raising taxes. At the same time, the House version of the budget did not include an income tax cut, despite such cuts being present in the last 7 consecutive state budgets. These financial dynamics may influence the reception and development of any proposed iGaming legislation in the coming legislative sessions.